Collins English Readers. Crooked House by Agatha Christie. Copyright Agatha Christie Limited, 2012. Chapter 1. There was a crooked man, and he went a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence beside a crooked stile. He caught a crooked cat, which caught a crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a little crooked house. I first met Sophia Leonides in Egypt towards the end of World War II. She had quite an important job working for the government, and when I worked with her, I soon realised how good at her job she was, though she was only 22. As well as being very good-looking, Sophia had a clear mind and a delightful sense of humour. We became friends. She was easy to talk to, and we enjoyed our dinners and dances together very much. But it wasn't until I was ordered to go to East Asia at the end of the war in Europe that I realised I loved Sophia and wanted to marry her. We were having dinner together when I realised this. It wasn't a surprise. I think I'd known for a long time that I loved her. I looked at Sophia and liked everything I saw. She had dark hair and bright blue eyes, a small chin and a straight nose. She looked very English. Then, suddenly, I wondered if she really was as English as she looked. After all, her surname didn't sound English. Although we'd talked about many things, Sophia had never mentioned her home or her family. I didn't know anything about her background. Sophia asked me what I was thinking about. "You," I replied truthfully. "I may not see you for a few years, Sophia, but when I get back to England, I'm going to ask you to marry me." She sat there calmly. "I'm not going to ask you now," I continued, "because you might say no, and I'd be very unhappy. And if you say yes, I don't want to be engaged for years, or get married now and then leave you straight away. I want you to go home free and independent, and decide what you really want. But I wanted to let you know how I... well, how I feel." "But you don't want to be too romantic," murmured Sophia. "Darling, don't you understand? I've tried not to say I love you." She stopped me. "I do understand, Charles, and I like your funny way of doing things. You can come and see me when you get back, if you still want to." "Of course I'll want to," I interrupted.
"You don't know that," said Sophia. "You don't know much about me, do you?"
"No," I admitted. "I don't even know where in England you live."
"I live just outside London, at a place called Swinley Dean," she said, "in a little crooked house."
I must have looked surprised, because she explained why she had used the last line of a nursery rhyme.
"My family," she said, "and they all lived together in a little crooked house. That's us. And though the house isn't really little, it's definitely crooked."
"So, do you have a large family?" I asked.
"One brother, one sister, a mother, a father, an uncle, an aunt by marriage, a grandfather, a great-aunt, and a step-grandmother."
"My goodness," I exclaimed in surprise.
"Of course, we don't normally all live together," Sophia laughed. "It was because of the war. With the bombing, it was too dangerous to stay in London. But my grandfather takes care of us. He's over 80 and very small, but he's so alive that, compared to him, everybody else seems rather boring."
"He sounds interesting," I said.
"He is interesting. He's from Greece, and his name is Aristide Leonides." She added with a smile, "And he's extremely rich. I wonder if you'll like him."
"Do you?"
I asked. "More than anyone in the world," said Sophia.